know. That's why he says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. It brings about patience. It produces patience. And you see, you got to understand that faith and patience go together. Because the 11th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so when you have faith, you got to hope and wait for it to come to pass. Amen. So when you have faith, you got to have time and patience for those things to substantiate, to bring substance in your life. Amen. But you got to have faith.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
If you stand and turn to Proverbs 4 and 23. Proverbs 4 and 23. And I want you to say amen when you are there. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. When you have it, say amen. Let's turn our phones off, please. I'm speaking now. Proverbs 4, 23. All right, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's begin reading now.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. But just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, check your heart. Check your heart. When the word keep is expressed here, I need you to know that it means to protect, it means to guard, and it means to be careful with your heart. This word keep is important as it starts off this sentence, but I need you to also understand that there is a companion word in the word diligence. The word heart is right between, sandwiched in keep and diligence. And these are important words because the word diligence means careful persistence, persistent work or effort. Careful, persistent work or effort. That's what diligence means. Now, two words, keep and diligence, are important to understand how God has sandwiched in the word heart because of the importance of the heart. The importance of the heart to the body naturally. It is in the middle of the body. There is a protection before it, after it, above it, beneath it, around it. Why? Because the heart needs to be guarded. Even the heart in the body is guarded by a rib cage. And if you're going to get to the heart, especially in olden days before medicine had become as advanced as it is, you had to break the rib sometime to get to the heart. Now, I want you to understand the metaphor with saying keeping the heart and being diligent about this, because your heart is so important to your spiritual life as well. We're going to walk through a few scriptures because I want you to see this for yourself. That's why you are charged, Solomon says, with the understanding that it's your responsibility to guard your heart, to protect your heart, to care for your heart. This month of February is Heart Health Month, and we need to pay attention to our physical heart. Be examined, take the test. Make sure you understand the condition of your heart, both physically and spiritually. I think it's important because when we miss the relevance of the importance of our heart in our total lives, we're missing the message of God for us to be mindful that if the enemy can mess up the heart, he can mess up the head, and he can mess up the life, and he can mess up the actions and the deeds and the thoughts and all of that because of the heart. And so we've got to know that. So the Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, with all diligence. Protect it, guard it, care for it, and we must carefully, persistently work and or make effort to keep that heart in good condition. Good condition. Why? Because the word says, out of it. Out of it, it, the heart, out of the heart, listen, flows the issues of life, are the issues of life. Every situation that affects you in any major way comes from the heart. And we've got to recognize that. Spiritually, let's look at what the word says. And I just want to give you a few because it says so many things about the heart. And all this month, the Lord willing, I'm going to be talking about different things about the heart to bring you up into an informed state, and some to remind and others to introduce the facts about the heart. But I want you to see, if you will, and let's just walk through a few of these, and I'll be out of the way. Psalm 12:2, turn there if you will. Psalm 12:2 talks about the warning of a double heart, a double heart, a double heart. Well, listen, we already know the scripture tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But let's read, if you will, what Psalm 12:2 says about a double heart. Speak, read. You see, if you don't recognize that you ought to be able to speak truly, truthfully, sincerely, You ought to be able to say what you said once, twice. You shouldn't be, a double heart is like being double-tongued or double-faced. It's saying one thing one minute and then saying another thing another minute. It's a place where there is no stability, there is no strength, there is no substance in what you say because you have a double heart, and it just depends on what position your heart in will come the words out of your mouth. And so you've got to be careful. The Bible warns us about how to have the understanding of a double heart and what it does. You know, you're never going to have a single tongue with a double heart. In other words, you're not going to always be able to speak once and speak truthfully and speak loudly and clearly when your heart is double. Why? Because as your heart is, well, the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, what is it? So is he. So the heart determines what you are. Your heart's messed up, guess what? You're messed up. Your heart's straight, you're straight. Your heart is right, you're right. And so you got to recognize it's your responsibility to watch your heart, to guard your heart, to keep your heart, to check your heart. Because listen, Jeremiah chapter 17 tells us that the heart is desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. Then he asked the question, who can know it? And the Bible says, I, the Lord. God knows the heart. He even tries the reins of your mind. He knows where you're thinking about going even before you get, before you get there. He knows what you're planning and processing even while you're sitting here in church. He knows what it is on your mind when you are saying things that you aren't yet doing. And so he knows your heart. He knows your mind. And listen, your heart and your head have a strong connection. Very seldom does your head do differently from your heart. They are two separate entities and they can function independently, but the best of you is when they work together. When the Bible talks about head, it's talking about knowledge. When it's talking about heart, it's talking about wisdom. And we've got to know those references. So he talks about a double heart in Psalm 12 and 2. But he also talks about a hard heart in Proverbs 28 and 14. Would you turn there, please? 28 and 14. Just want to give you a few examples of the heart and share a collage of different fabrics and colors and paintings of the heart that the Bible gives us. Proverbs 28 and 14. When you have it, say amen. Amen. Okay, begin reading now.
Happy is the man that feareth always, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief.
Happy is the man that fears always. But see that fellow that, you know, I'm a man, I ain't scared of nothing. From New Orleans, a lot of them folk, I'm from the Mighty Nine. I don't mind dying. Yes, indeed. Fear is spelled with four letters, but so is fool. If you ain't afraid of nothing, something is wrong with you. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Wisdom of God. The kind of thoughts that God wants us to have puts him first. And if we don't know that, we miss it because we don't fear God. And when you don't fear God, you'll do anything. You'll say anything. You act in a way because there is no fear of God in your heart. But I need you to know God's got the last word. And when your heart is hardened, it means you don't listen to wisdom. You don't listen to good advice. You won't listen to people who know better telling you better. You think it's going to be your way or no way. And you don't recognize that those kind of folk lives get cut short. Or if they do live long, it's full of misery with hardened heart. The Bible warns us about hardened hearts. So we have, double hearts and hard hearts. But then there's this other issue called pride. Pride. Pride is a major issue. Look at Proverbs 21 and 4. 21 and 4. Turn that with me right quick. We're halfway through the few scriptures I want to tell you. Proverbs 21 and 4. When you get there, read it. Say amen first. Amen. I'm moving on. But all right. Begin reading now. All right. Listen, the Bible speaks in languages many times that we don't quite clearly understand. But let me make this very clear to you here. Because of pride, pride will lead you in paths that will cause you to sin, to fail, to fall, to destroy yourself. Pride lifts you up in a way that is above what God, listen, God wants you to be proud about the things that he's doing. But this pride comes with man looking to himself and not the sovereign God that made him. You see, when we put ourselves above God, above God's word, above God's wisdom, above God's will, we find ourselves pulling and tugging and leading ourselves in the way that the flesh wants to go. And the flesh will fool you. Don't fool yourself. Don't you think that the flesh knows best? Because it doesn't. The flesh is looking out for the flesh. The flesh is not looking out for the soul or for the spirit. The flesh wants the things of the flesh. And it's the things of the flesh that the enemy uses to entice us, to mess with us, to build us up, to make us think we're more than what we are, to cause us to treat others less than what they are. The pride that we have in ourselves is what brings us to sin if it's not put in check. So we're talking about double hearts, hard hearts, and prideful hearts. Come on, doctor. But there's more. Listen, there is the unbelieving heart. Turn to Hebrews 3 and 12. The unbelieving heart. And I'm so glad the writer of the Hebrews has something much to say about this evil heart that's unbelieving. Hebrews 3:12, are you there? Yes, sir. All right, begin reading.
Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart in departing from the living God.
Now look what an evil heart will do. It will cause you to depart from the living God. Why? Because you have an unbelieving heart. If you don't believe God, you're not going to obey God. And if you don't obey God, you're not going to receive the benefits of God. And so along with the benefit comes the blessing, comes the healing, comes the deliverances, comes all of the promises of God. And if you are unbelieving, it's because evilness has overtaken your heart and caused it to stop believing what God has said. Well, he hadn't done what he said he's going to do. Maybe not yet, but he ain't through yet. You don't understand. You might have been going through and you might have asked God to do this, but have you totally acquiesced to what God has told you to do? See, a whole lot of us don't realize that we're waiting on God to do what he has to do before we do what we're supposed to do. And many of the promises of God are conditional. You do your part. God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. Listen, God's not going to change his mind. You need to believe that he says what he means, and he means what he says. So you need to begin walking in that as if it has already happened. The book of Romans tells us that we, through like God, who are followers of God, made in his image and likeness, have the ability to speak those things that be what? Not as though they what? How can we speak those things that be not as though they were unless we believed them? You see, if you don't believe what you're speaking, then don't worry opening up your mouth. Because it's not going to happen. When you speak what you believe, then you cause the forces of heaven to line up according to faith and begin to operate and manifest the things that you believe in your heart and speak through your mouth. And so you've got to realize an unbelieving heart will not cause you to walk in faith. And if you see it already, if you have it already, the Bible says it's not faith. Faith is not past tense. Faith is not future tense. Faith is present tense. Now faith. Now faith. Right now. Do you believe? Now. Well, I'm going to believe one day. Well, wait till one day comes then. Because speaking it before you believe will cause nothing to manifest in your life that you are speaking that's of God. So we have a double heart. We have a hard heart. We have what other heart? Prideful heart. And we have what here?
Unbelieving heart.
Well, then do you know that's some cold-hearted folk? Turn to Matthew 24 and 12. Cold heart. Some cold hearted people look at you right in your face. Well, some of them so cold they can't look you in the face. They won't look at you, won't help you, won't say nothing to you. You know, and what amazes me is how so many saints are cold hearted. Can see a brother or sister struggling, and instead of helping them, they step on them. They talk them down. They talk about them. They do what is indifferent to them when they need them the most. Cold-heartedness. Matthew 24 and 12, read what it says. And because of what? Do you know what iniquity is? Iniquity is vainness, foolishness, and nothingness. Because of iniquity, what?
The love of many shall wax cold.
The love, this references the heart. The love of, because of vainness, foolishness, and nothing. Many. The love of many shall wax cold. I mean, it's not cool love. It's frozen. I mean, that's cold. I'm talking real cold. And I know you've encountered some folk like that that's cold-hearted. Can see you suffering and won't lend a hand one way or the other. Cold. But let them do it the way I did it. I had to struggle to get this or do that. Yeah. Well, the Bible tells us that the strong are to bear the infirmities of the weak. Now, it didn't say the strong are to bear the infirmities of the lazy. It didn't say the strong had to bear the infirmities of the trifling. It didn't say the strong had to bear the issues of those who just don't feel like doing. But it says of the weak. That means those who are trying and falling under the burden of what they're trying to carry, and you're strong and you got strength to help. Ain't nothing wrong with lending a helping hand or helping someone up. You don't have to walk for them. You don't have to carry them, but you ought to be willing to help them. Now, when you get to the point where you see they don't want the real help, they just want a hand out instead of a hand up, then you have the right to leave them right where you found them. I love that old song, Harry Hippie. Yeah. Sorry, Harry, think I'm gonna have to put you down. Why? Because Harry didn't want to do no better than what he was doing. And there are some Harry hippies among us who don't want to do well, who don't want to do better, who don't want to strive, who don't want to look up, who don't want to get up, who don't want to move up, but yet they want you to give them everything you've got. Sorry, Harry. Think I'm gonna have to. La 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 la. La 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 la. Y'all don't know that. That's all right. All right, but let me move on to this. Now, we've talked about a double heart. We've talked about a hard heart. We've talked about a prideful heart. We've talked about an unbelieving heart. We've talked about a cold heart. But I'm going to give you one more because I got too many more to go, and the time is far past already. The last one I want to tell you about is what we need for all of those things. The double heart, the hard heart, the prideful heart, the non-believing heart, and the cold heart. Let me tell you what the heart needs right here. Psalm 51 and 10. Psalm 51 and 10. Find it and shout. Psalm 51 and 10. you see, listen, you got to check your heart, because whatever's in your heart that's not right, whatever's in your heart that doesn't measure up to being clean, you don't have to act like it's all over for you. You can make a request of God like David did when he said, create in me a clean heart. Who is he talking to? Who is he talking to? Oh, God, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and I want you to see this, renew a right spirit within me. Because listen, if your heart is messed up, your spirit is messed up. And if your spirit is messed up, it's a strong indication that your heart is messed up. Because they're tag team partners. You can look at folk and judge their spirit without having to read their heart, because you can't have a good spirit in a bad heart, and you can't have a good heart with a bad spirit. So sometimes when I hear folk and I see folk and I watch folk, all I got to do is check their spirits out. Y'all don't hear me. Because the spirit is going to announce in that person is either a clean heart or a wicked heart.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info at greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast,